exactly the sort of expression and attitude which I should give him. Surely none could march with more spirited step than one who rose against Caesar and Pompey at the same time, and, when some were supporting Caesar's party and others that of Pompey, issued a challenge to both leaders, thus showing that the Republic also had some backers. For it is not enough to say of Cato, without fear at its creakings. Of course, he is not afraid. He does not quail before real and imminent noises. In the face of 10 legions, Gallic auxiliaries, and a motley host of citizens and foreigners, he utters words fraught with freedom, encouraging the Republic not to fail in the struggle for freedom, but to try all hazards. He declares that it is more honorable to fall into servitude than to fall in line with it. What force and energy are his! What confidence he displays amid the general panic! He knows that he is the only one whose standing is not in question, and that men do not ask whether Cato is free, but whether he is still among the free. Hence his contempt for danger and the sword. What a pleasure it is to say, in admiration of the unflinching steadiness of a hero who did not totter when the whole state was in ruins, a breast abounding in courage and muscle. It will be helpful not only to state what is the usual quality of good men, and to outline their figures and features, but also to relate and set forth what men there have been of this kind. We might picture that last and bravest wound of Cato's, through which freedom breathed her last. Or the wise Lilius, and his harmonious life with his friend Scipio. Or the noble deeds of the elder Cato at home and abroad. Or the wooden couches of Tubero, spread at a public feast, goat skins instead of tapestry, and vessels of earthenware set out for the banquet before the very shrine of Jupiter. What else was this except consecrating poverty on the Capitol? Though I know no other deed of his for which to rank him with the Catos, is this one not enough? It was a censorship, not a banquet. How lamentably do those who covet glory fail to understand what glory is, or in what way it should be sought. On that day, the Roman populace viewed the furniture of many men. It marveled only at that of one. The gold and silver of all the others has been broken up and melted down times without number. But Tubero's earthenware will endure throughout eternity. Farewell. Letter 96, On Facing Hardships. In spite of all, do you still chafe and complain, not understanding that in all the evils to which you refer, there is really only one, the fact that you do chafe and complain? If you ask me, I think that for a man, there is no misery unless there be something in the universe which he thinks miserable. I shall not endure myself on that day when I find anything unendurable. I am ill, but that is a part of my lot. My slaves have fallen sick. My income has gone off. My house is rickety. I have been assailed by losses, accidents, toil, and fear. This is a common thing. Nay, that was an understatement. It is an inevitable thing. Such affairs come by order and not by accident. If you will believe me, it is my inmost emotions that I am just now disclosing to you. When everything seems to go hard and uphill, I have trained myself not merely to obey God, but to agree with his decisions. I follow him because my soul wills it, and not because I must. Nothing will ever happen to me that I shall receive with ill humor or with a wry face. I shall pay up all my taxes willingly. Now all the things which cause us to groan or recoil are part of the tax of life. Things, my dear Lucilius, which you should never hope and never seek to escape. It was disease of the bladder that made you apprehensive. Downcast letters came from you. You were continually getting worse. I will touch the truth more closely and say that you feared for your life. But come, did you not know, when you prayed for long life, that this was what you were praying for? A long life includes all these troubles, just as a long journey includes dust and mud and rain. But, you cry, I wished to live, and at the same time to be immune